Mike O'Mara Show.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Ah, good times.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We've got the very first buzz of the afternoon coming up, and I do want to talk about our fabulous show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We are going to have the blind taste test. I hope you gentlemen are prepared with your kitchens for tonight to hit the kitchens.
That's tomorrow, is it?
Yes, tomorrow. Well, were you here yesterday?
I was.
Yeah, we were talking about it. Doing
I knew it,
on it
was
Thursday.
Coming up. I didn't realize it was this soon.
Yes, yes. You have to come up with a dish. That's a part of the challenge here.
Wish me
this
luck.
This is like Hell's Kitchen when they really spring it upon you.
Yeah.
Why, you're totally unprepared?
I am.
So you're actually going to have to go out to the... What is your dish? Are you going to tip our hand here?
I'd only given it thought if it was something that I could prepare over the weekend.
How easily rattled is he? You can't, like, go into your kitchen and just knock something out?
Probably not.
Well, you're going to have to.
I'm making a side dish.
Are you really? I'm making what could be a side dish and a main entree as well. I think it'll be interesting.
Depending on the size of the portion?
Now, are we going to let our little secret out of the bag? I was thinking about...
I'm going to make a soup.
Okay.
Wow.
Beth Ann and
I'm
going to
open
you.
A soup.
Buzz,
don't take mine. I'm making a soup.
Buzz. It's not that big a deal.
No.
Really? How about we've got interns now.
Mm-hmm.
Would you know what the ingredients are for your dish?
So no, I had something else planned for a different run-up. Now that this has changed for me, I'm going to have to look into something else.
Well, we're talking about the blind taste test. Mm-hmm. We have only two blind judges. Now, I would really like, do we have a sheet on this at all? Okay, she's going to give me the sheet on it. For our blind taste test, our taste testers for tomorrow are Marie, mm-hmm. we talked to her yesterday from Fairfax,
Marie.
Virginia, mm-hmm. and also Louis Jelly, right?
Louis Jelly.
I'm looking forward to meeting Louis Jelly.
Of
he's
course,
been listening
me too.
For years.
Sure.
And he's from Culpeper, Virginia. We do have room for one more blind taste tester, and we're getting excited about this.
Katie wants to know if she can participate as a competitor. Can she make some food and bring it in?
She can make mine.
I don't think that would hurt the competition.
Not at all.
Would it? I think we had...
The more the merrier.
One, two, three, four. That'd be five.
Six.
It's a it's six.
Joe.
Oh, Joe. I keep forgetting Joe.
No, you mustn't.
He's
wonder
a great
why
cook.
That is. Anyway, we'll have six people participating. Mm-hmm. We've got Marie and Louis, who are going to be our blind taste testers. And if you are interested in being a blind taste tester, what is the best way you want people to get in touch with you? With the phone number
yeah,
right
just
now?
Call.
877-365.
Drive over.
3636. If you would like to participate, did I not make it clear that we were doing this tomorrow?
We said Thursday. Yeah.
How about that?
Buzz,
Thursday
buzz,
it is, then.
Buzz. Very good.
But
so,
what was weird is yesterday seemed like a Monday.
It did.
May
yeah,
the
did.
Best signature dish win.
Yeah.
They will be judged on smell, mm-hmm. texture,
right.
and taste. And they'll be using a scale of 1 to 5 with 15 possible points for each dish. And we'll be bringing them in, and they'll be, like, sitting somewhere in the studio. We'll
very
get it
nice.
Done. We'll figure it out where to...
And we will have microwave access to reheat.
Yeah, because mine's definitely going to need to be reheated and carefully reheated so as not to destroy the delicate fabric of the dish.
Well, good luck.
It's got cloth in it.
it's wonderful. It's a lovely weave. It's a lovely hemp weave. All right, Buzz, I'm prepared for tomorrow. It's you are prepared for the news right now,
oh,
right?
Yes, that's right. What I do.
Take it away.
Former Bush Press Secretary Scott McClellan is blasting the president and top administration officials in his new book that's due out next week.
This guy... Boy, this guy.
This guy.
This is like in politics, your worst nightmare.
Yes.
You know, it's just a good thing that old W is not running for re-election.
It is a good
thing. Because
if he
was, he'd be screwed, blue, and tattooed.
Yes,
that's right, because McClellan writes about how President Bush, and I quote, was not open and forthright on Iraq. He also says the president used propaganda to sell the war to the American people.
You know, Buzz, it's no secret where I lean in this age of politics, but mm-hmm. I will tell you that that guy, McClellan,
yes.
you would think being from the left side of the aisle that I'd be real real excited and all giddy about that. No, I'm not. You know what? Because I think a rat is a rat is a rat.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy is just kind of, he has that smarmy look. And really, as much as he had all these concerns...
Mm-hmm.
You were in the administration, okay?
He was.
You were the White House press representative.
Right.
You were the press secretary for the White House.
Mm-hmm.
You're a smarmy little guy when you don't say anything to anybody and you let them steamroll over you or you don't resign when it's happening. It's very convenient after you're long out of the White House to be doing this. And someone say, well, it's very courageous for him to come. I don't think so. I think you have a chance to maybe affect decisions and maybe get yourself heard.
Well, not as press secretary. No.
Well, it's just, but well, then leave if you feel that way.
Right.
No, but every day he's coming out and he's helping the cause that's resulting in all these policies that he says were misguided.
Sometimes people compromise that to put bread on the table.
He
that's
had to wait until he got his
Do you think that's
sealed?
Legit?
Do I think if you need to eat, yes, it is.
Because he's starving, like he's not going to get another job?
Well, he is a little chubby.
No, but really.
Yeah. No, I have no idea what his job prospects would be. I'm just saying it's possible.
He was a White House press secretary.
Yeah, I'm not overjoyed. I'm grateful that he's come forward now and at least said it.
I'm grateful in that if it helps, affect some change in Washington.
Right.
But guys like this, it would be like anybody. I can equate it, and I know you can too.
Mm-hmm.
You're out, and Rob, you're out to dinner with the wife.
Okay.
Somebody sees you that knows you from the show.
Right.
They walk across the room. They say, hey, I listened to the show. Just wanted to come up and say hi.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Nothing like it.
Right.
Then there's the other type, the guy that'll sit there and he'll eyeball you all night long.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And he'll whisper and he'll smirk.
Right.
And then he'll eyeball you again. And then he'll whisper and then he'll smirk and he'll leave. Mm-hmm. Then you get a call 2 weeks later on the show.
From the guy.
Hey,
saw
you eating. Uh-huh. Hey, smarmy.
Yeah.
No balls. And that is what really I equate.
Creepy, really.
This McClellan guy, smarmy, you know. Mm-hmm. Sure, he's out of the administration now.
Right.
They're not
right.
buttering his bread anymore. He
right.
can do this.
He got his book deal.
You know, as much as I agree with what he says about the war, at least some of the quotes that I've seen out of this book,
right.
it just seems to me the guy's kind of a stain.
Okay.
All right?
All right. A part needed to repair the broken toilet on the...
One of these days you're going to agree with me on these subjects, Buzz. You don't get mad at anybody.
What? You know what? We agree more than we disagree.
Mm-hmm.
But
no,
I know when
don't.
To quit.
Politically, I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
I think, you know, politically,
right.
we see eye to eye on
Sexually.
A lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this kind of thing, man, it's just, God, it's such a backstabbing move. It really is. It's, you know, and loyalty, I think, goes a long way.
Indeed. A part needed to repair the broken toilet on the International Space Station is being escorted to the Kennedy Space Center all the way from Russia. Perhaps you've heard about this. Have you heard about this?
Yes. I have heard of big problem with malfunctioning toilet on space station.
That's right. The three astronauts living on the ISS have been relying on backup systems and even plastic bags while they wait for repairs.
ISS?
ISS, International Space Station.
Just wanted to make
okay.
it clear. The ISS.
Is the power supply okay?
Yes, it is.
Because I was afraid they might have a brownout.
We have the problem with Yuri always stuffing the toilet paper.
The 35-pound part will arrive at the Florida Launch Complex tonight in time for Saturday's liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery.
You said, once again, I'm having a little trouble hearing today, you said 35-pound part.
That's right.
Not 35 pounds.
Right.
Yes, part.
Very good.
With a P.
Okay.
But it's true that
Pardon
this is
expression.
This toilet is really the only thing that keeps it from floating around up there.
Yeah.
That's true.
So it's very important that they get this remedied.
I watched that show, speaking of, you know, floating around, that show Lockup on MSNBC. You
sure.
ever watch that?
I've not
and
seen it.
No.
They had one of those guys that are locked down for 23 hours a day in solitary.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys was not cooperating. And they videotape the SWAT team now that's going to go in. They read a whole prepared legalese statement. This is actually in Alaska where I saw this happening.
Right.
And they're going to go in there with all their barriers and their shields and their knife-proof vests as well as bulletproof vests. Mm-hmm. And when they go in, they don't even talk about this, but you see on the floor is all the goo, all the stuff that he's thrown when he's been protesting. Nasty.
You know, prison is bad enough, but an Alaskan prison, no thank you.
And it's even worse in weightlessness.
Yeah. Nasty stuff. Let's go to Kirk in Molesto. Hello, Kirk. How are you?
Good. How are you? I have an argument to make, and I'm not sure if I am actually out of sorts here, but John Travolta dances in every single freaking movie he's in, and I'm sick of him dancing in every single movie. Even if it's just for like 10 seconds, the guy just drives me freaking crazy.
Argument
Wednesday.
I don't get Wednesday.
It. You think that's necessary, because I don't.
You know, it's Argument Wednesday, and I'd love to really make an argument there, but I agree. Stop dancing, John Travolta. We have to agree.
He
Sorry
did not
about
dance
that.
In Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth. Rob has succeeded.
Argument Wednesday.
In making an argument.
Thank
there
you.
We are. Yes.
Hey, the Chinese government's modified its 2 children per couple rule that they use to keep the population under control. Couples are now allowed to have a third and fourth child if they lost one or two in the earthquake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So sad.
A woman in Spain has just met her twin sister for the first time in 35 years.
Oh, wonderful.
The discovery began when a clothing store employee mistook one for the other.
In Spain?
Mm-hmm.
In Spain, where they have bullfight.
See.
Yeah, that is good. See.
What do they call it when they fight with the swords?
The sword fighting.
That's right.
You have two types of fighting.
Yes.
You get the sword fighting.
Right. Right?
And the bullfighting.
Mm-hmm. Do you like them both?
I like to. I tell you what I like.
Wow.
You have so many people in your country now.
Yes.
I hear the song. Soccer coaches, we call it football.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
They sing ole, 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 ole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like to sing for Sergio Garcia and all the Ochoa, the female golfers.
Yes.
And but neither Sergio or Elena Ochoa, whatever her name is.
Right.
She does not sword fight.
What about the Seve Ballesteros?
Seve Ballesteros, a magician out of the bunker.
Yes.
Bueno. Ole, 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 ole. I don't understand why so many people sing a song. That's from Spain.
It makes us happy.
Ah, okay, bueno. Are you happy with that song?
Very much so.
I sing it to you sometime.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
Do you look at television?
I look at television, but we only have a two channel.
Do you get the George Lopez show?
George Lopez to start coming. Hey, give me a break. Give me a break. Oh, okay. What's that song? He says something in Spanish, too. I forget what it is.
Mijo.
Mijo.
I watch it.
Sword fighting.
So this woman meets her twin for the first time in 35 years, but one of the women had already grown up with a girl whom she thought was her twin. DNA tests have now revealed there was a wacky mix-up at the hospital 35 years ago.
A cookie crazy with a K mix-up.
A merry mix-up.
Now
yes.
All three women are suing the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
More and more people are getting plastic surgery to make themselves more attractive so they can get a better job.
Yeah, Mike.
I heard that if you get plastic surgery, it makes you want to be boss.
You know, we should check into that.
Yeah.
Facial tweaks are up 20% just in the last year, and two-thirds of the patients say they did it to land a job.
Mm-hmm.
That includes men who have work done to try to make themselves look more authoritative, more energetic, younger, and more confident.
I don't think that I will ever do
still you?
I will not do plastic surgery.
Plastic
right?
surgery.
I will dye the hair.
You will dye your hair, but you won't
see
do
will dye my hair.
What color?
Bright red.
You think?
Bright red because to look brave when you are sword fighting and bullfighting.
It makes you look more confident.
That's right. I have to take a call from Jeff. He wants to talk about China.
Oh, wonderful.
Hello, Jeff from Maryland. You are in the Michael Merritt Show.
Hey, did Buzz say two child per couple in China? I thought it was one child.
It's two.
Two.
So they can maintain, right?
Right. Exactly.
But I have to tell you, Jeff, that was a news story from a while back during the newscast. Why you call so late? Or have you been on hold for a while?
I think it was just a delay. I just heard that now on the radio.
Maybe he was having siesta.
Are you familiar when Buzz has a story about Asia or China or Japan, anywhere in that area? Of course, China and Asia, same thing. Are you familiar with sound that Robin I make?
Yes, yes.
Would you like us to make it for you now?
Better yet, see if he can do it.
Would you like to do it with us?
I wouldn't dare to try.
Oh, come on, Jeff, be a sport. Here we go. China sound.
Oh!
He's fun, no?
Mijo.
Okay, bueno. Adios, Jeff. Thank you for playing the game.
All right. Are energy drinks making kids more violent?
No way.
Well, some people think so.
No, they couldn't be more violent.
With four times the caffeine of cola, one researcher concludes that Red Bull and Full Throttle are pushing kids into increasingly risky and aggressive behavior.
Hello, Billy. How's your Red Bull?
Oh, Billy.
See?
Billy.
I rest my case.
All right. Hey, Jimmy, how's your Red Bull?
Oh, Jimmy.
Watch out.
The researcher says this includes everything from using drugs to getting into fights.
That's a bunch of bull.
She's not saying the drinks cause risky behavior. It's just that she says it isn't helping the already fiery teenaged hormones.
Did I hear Bill Clinton say bull?
You did?
Yes.
Does he mean for bullfighting?
No, he means something else.
Oh, yes, the bull caca.
Yeah, like the other end.
Bueno.
Yeah.
That brings us to the teacher in Port St. Lucie, Florida, who's been removed from her classroom after staging a survivor-like vote in which classmates voted out a student and told him why they didn't like him.
Hey, okay, we were talking about self-esteem yesterday.
I like that.
Right? That's toughening him up. That's giving him a thick skin.
Yeah, well, it got rid of the teacher, too.
Well, of course it got rid of the teacher. You made him feel bad.
That's right.
Yeah. Beth Ann, we might need you in here momentarily.
Okay.
Yes.
Did they say why he got voted out?
Hold on a second, Rob. Are we okay with everything that's going on?
Just got Drab to sign everything.
God! She's out of her mind. Is it me or is it since...
It's hot in here, isn't it?
No, but since CK left, I think the station just seems to be sounding better.
I think we know who the smart person has been all along.
You know what? The signal's getting out to my house better. I know that.
It's much better. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Great
guy,
Mike.
He's doing a very, very good job.
Drab.
Ignore the bitterness of Miss McBride.
If you can.
Please do.
And yeah, they told the student why they voted him out, but that's not included in the press accounts of the story.
So we didn't get the real cruelty.
We don't know what the boy's shortcomings
are. Maybe he was fat or had a lot of acne.
That would have made the story, don't you think? That really would have kicked the story up.
I agree.
Over the edge.
I crave these details as well.
As you know, as we always say, leave a transcript.
Nose picker, maybe?
Chronic nose picker.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Bedwetter.
People got hurt in this year's cheese run. It's an ancient British tradition in which people try to push a giant wheel of cheese down a hill.
Welcome to hell.
This year, slippery earth from heavy rain led to 19 injuries.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, Gordon.
Coming up in the Hollywood Buzz, Tony Soprano would like to sell you his suit. And in your final buzz, more about the new tell-all book about George W. Bush. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. Yeah. And you're going to be okay for tomorrow, right?
I will. You will find out when the judges get here.
Okay. Really, we have interns. They could run to the grocery store for you if you were unprepared. And that means that as soon as you got home, you could be ready for cooking.
All I have to do is come up with an item.
Beth Ann, please come to the studio.
I'll have to go to the grocer tonight myself. Beer, too.
It's time for a very big surprise. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about this. We need you in here for this.
Is it
with
Drab?
Hey, and also, you know that deal I said I made with you this morning, that I do something for you so you wouldn't have to do it?
Yeah.
Since Katie's cooking, can we just have, you know, her be the fifth and I won't cook your meal for you?
You told him. I wasn't making soup. He was going to make soup.
I really thought, do you know what
Forget
I was going to make?
I'll make my own dish, Mike.
Listen, don't get mad. Don't get mad. Listen to me. Seriously, listen
Such
to me.
Such collusion.
This is what I was going to. Well, Beth Ann's been working very hard. And I said, I don't cook a lot. And I said, all right, I'll make your dish for you. In fact, I'll make my best dish of all. And it's just, I can't make one and then another because it's really, just like Buzz, it's labor intensive. It really, really is.
Right.
Do you mind?
No.
Would you prefer to make a dish?
I'm going to, yeah.
Okay, good. That means we'll have everybody participate.
Some steak.
Because God, I'm sorry. You know, I've been working hard, too.
Sounds like it.
I have. I swear to God.
I lifted up my hands over. I know. Okay.
All right. Ready for the surprise?
Yes.
Joe Ardinger, report to the studio, please. Joe Ardinger, to the studio.
Please come in.
Where's Joe?
What'd you say, Beth Ann?
I'm going to go get him.
Okay, go get him.
He's going to go. Oh, here he is now.
Oh, there he is.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Surprise! That's right,
Happy birthday, Joe Ardinger.
Happy birthday!
Yes, he is surprised.
Did you have any idea?
No, I didn't.
You didn't have any idea. Yes, that's right. It's your birthday, Joe Ardinger.
Mm-hmm. It is, Joe.
Happy birthday. And how old are we today, Joe?
Oh, my God. You know, and yesterday I couldn't recall.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
44 years young. All right, Rob, go ahead. Give him your card.
I have a card I'd like you to read aloud.
Rob's cards are the best.
It doesn't end there, Joe.
I made it.
Because we have a birthday nude that's coming in for you as well.
Oh, no kidding.
And we want to thank Moe's Southwest Grill. Mm-hmm. Moe's with locations in South Riding and also Chantilly. Moe's Southwest Grill. Go to welcometomoes.net. They have provided all the food. And down the hallway, we've got burritos, queso.
Really?
We've got nachos, all good Mexican food. We know you like the Mexican food.
Awesome.
And it's all there for your fabulous birthday, Joe Ardinger.
Well, thanks, guys.
Happy birthday.
Please read the card aloud.
Read the card aloud, please.
Well, it's my favorite.
Uh-huh.
It's Jackie Stallone, but I'll save us my poor impersonation. So.
Thank you.
You don't need to be a psychic to know that it's Joe's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I pity the fool who doesn't know what's under that turban.
Because it's Jackie with Mr. T.
Yes. And There's Jackie in a bathtub, oh dear. Mmm, it's birthday crab cake. Have a very Jackie birthday. Love, Rob.
All right, there you go. And here is, here we go.
Look, it's a cake with candles.
Happy birthday to you. That's a good looking cake. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John.
Happy birthday, Joe. At the end, we have the special treat that Joe has.
Oh, look what Rob got you. He got you a gay vodka.
There's a card and present.
There's
for
one
you,
for, from Joe. Here's mine. Here's my card. Oh. Thank you very much.
That's look the gayest vodka I could find, Joe.
Gay vodka?
Yeah, seriously. Look at the name of this vodka.
Pink.
Pink vodka, but look what's in it. Can you read it at 44 years of age?
No. I forgot my glasses.
If his arms were a little longer, he could read it.
It's got caffeine and bat droppings in it.
I see that. I do see that. Super premium vodka from Holland, distilled five times. That's a good thing.
Yes. Right.
Flawlessly infused with caffeine and guarana.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What is guarana?
Oh, I thought that was guano.
No, guano is bat dung.
I'm sorry.
What is guarana?
Guarana is like in Red Bull.
It's like
that.
It's like caffeine. Cool. It has caffeine-like effects.
So if something has caffeine and guarana in it, that would be extra nasty.
He's going to go through the ceiling. He'll hold
he's
up a liquor store.
The bottle.
Good night, nurse.
I can't. I'm too old.
Let's go to Mike in Leesburg.
For the best.
Mike, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
I'm very disappointed in Buzz because I was waiting for him to zing you guys for that whole story about a teacher in the island thing.
The what?
The about kid the, being voted out.
The kid was autistic.
I've not seen that. I'm going to have to get that confirmed.
Kid was autistic, and you guys are like busting his chops about
We weren't.
No.
No, we weren't busting his chops, and haven't confirmed that.
Wait a minute. You mean that the whole story is that the kid's autistic?
The reason they fired the teacher is because the kid they threw out first was autistic.
Oh, my God.
That's not appropriate.
I'll check into that.
Yeah, look at it.
Wow.
I read it right before I left work.
Uh-huh. How come you didn't have that, Buzz?
I don't know. Obviously, this guy should be doing the news.
Yeah, it kind of makes us all look bad, but that's okay. Don't worry about it.
Thanks for the cards.
All right, very good.
This is from Katie. She couldn't come in.
Katie had a card, too. And Beth Ann's got a card. Beth Ann's card says, from... You like that?
Any George Bush card.
Did you read the inside of it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, all right, fantastic. Oh, Beth Ann, you got him a case of Miller Lite.
Very nice.
That's good. I like that. Is it cold?
No.
Is it infused with caffeine?
And buzzes. Socks, drugs, and rock and roll.
Who gave you money?
Do we have the special treat here yet?
Can you not open my card?
Okay, open her card, please. Open the assistant program director's card.
Assistant.
Dwight. Open Dwight's card. Dwight.
I know.
Am I Dwight?
No, she's Dwight.
Oh, you're Dwight.
She's Dwight, and she's very upset that she wasn't named.
Hope you get everything you wish for by the case, and it even has, rings.
Condensation rings.
Very, very nice.
You're the best. Happy birthday. Love, B.A. Well, thank you.
Yes,
you guys are great at picking cards, man.
But I know
for guys, picking cards is,
It's difficult.
We were talking up in the office, Joe, have we ever celebrated your birthday on the air? Have we ever had a significant, segment with you on the air?
No.
I don't think so. So your very first one, surprise.
He's earned it.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
We'll do it again in 10 years.
I can't read Katie's on the air.
I'm trying to think whose would be next. Whose birthday would be next?
Because it's the same day as my best friend, I think. Is it? June 22nd?
It is!
Yay! Good job.
It is. That's the next one, right, in our crew?
I think so.
Yes.
Very good. Now, we've got somebody here that's very special. Joe, I'd like
you
to... Could you move over to the special red chair, Joe? That's the chair that I believe the junkies use for this type of activity.
Very
nice. Hi, Tara. Nice
Hi, Tara.
To see you.
Yes.
Oh, Tara, you were here. Oh, we remember Tara.
No, she's never been here before.
Never been here?
She's a new one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
How about that?
No, I thought she has been here. April. You've never been here before, Tara?
No, sir.
Very nice.
Well, welcome.
Okay. All right. I'd like to thank Amazing Entertainment. All your adult needs serving Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. 703-960-7100 or 301-843-9911. Tara has already made her way into the lap of Joe Artinger. Very good.
And she looks happy and comfortable.
Is that
there.
The music we're playing?
It's not what I thought it was.
That is the music
you must
you're
excuse
playing.
Me.
God, everybody's on. Hey, thanks, guys, for bringing the A games today. I'm really excited about it. Online, you can go to amazingentertainment.com. Tara, we're very glad to have you. Would you like to give your vital buzz while
yes.
we're not looking at IMs? Could we perhaps get the microphone
I'm not
down
looking
here?
At IMs.
No, really, Buzz, I need you to focus because we got a lady in here, okay? So away from the computer just for a few seconds. This is Tara, and now we're going to actually – this is Mr. Burbank over here.
Hi,
Tara.
Burbank.
All right, and let's all play. Tara, can I ask your vital statistics, please?
Absolutely. I am a 34 – all natural.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what my waist size is.
Doesn't it's matter.
Perfect. Right.
Doesn't matter
or
at
my,
all.
Or my hips or any of that, but I know what my breast size is, and that's the best part about me.
Wow. And what are these,
the rest
are these
isn't
little
bad.
Tats? What are these little tats on the arm there? They're all like Chinese characters.
This is Chinese kanji. It means strengthen oneself.
Oh!
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it's whenever anybody Chinese says noise. Chinese, Rob and I do that. It's a real stupid thing that we do.
Okay.
And we have a little star over there.
That's because my best friend loves stars. She passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's all right.
A nice tribute.
And then what do we have here? What is that?
Oh, I like the palm tree.
Oh, the palm tree rocks.
That is nice.
Very nice.
Oh,
very nice.
Boy.
I kind of just went into my best friend's place and I said, hey,
could we get a picture of the palm tree and just put it up online? Would you mind if we put the palm tree
Absolutely.
Up online? All right, get a nice tight shot of the palm tree. That's terrific.
And I said, hey, I want a palm tree. And he's like, hey, man, I can't just do a palm tree. That's my signature. It's got to be something nice.
Oh, that is very lovely,
he
yes.
He drew the whole beach, and he drew all that wow. just because I said I wanted a palm tree.
Yeah, I think that works. That works. All right, very good. All right, well, do we have some music selected, Maestro?
We do.
All right, very good.
It cues.
Yes.
And it plays.
I notice, Tara, you've brought a bag of tricks. What
Absolutely.
Will we be doing with Mr. Ardinger today?
Yes.
You'll see. Okay, well, go to it. We're ready.
Hey, I can hear anything.
To describe what's going on here, we are getting the traditional ironing of Joe's jeans.
That's true. All the creases are coming out.
That's what's happening right now.
Is there music playing?
Oh, yes, see, yes, we hear it through the headphones.
Oh, see, I can't hear
yes,
anything.
I know.
It's kind of...
It's tough here. Can you hear that?
No, it's very no, I don't want to take your...
I know. So usually if you don't bring a boombox in here, but you're just going to have to totally improvise, Tara.
And improvise she
oh,
is.
Oh, my God. Gentlemen, I have to say, two in a row.
Yeah.
2 in a row.
I'll take an opportunity to say thanks to Stephanie at Amazing Entertainment. She
wow.
always helps us out.
And really on short notice because,
yeah.
You know, I Joe, you're not going to believe this. Do you know who hipped the world to your birthday today? You'll never believe who did it. Michael Hughes.
Your buddy.
Michael Hughes, I swear to God. I get an email at 7:20 in the morning.
Wow.
Incidentally, it's Joe's birthday today. And I email him back. I said, please to let me know, how the hell do you know whose birthday?
He knows everybody's birthday.
He knows. I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea. I'm just enjoying watching the fire. How's it going? Is this the best birthday ever?
Best birthday ever, Mike.
Very good. Hey, you know what?
What?
While Joe's enjoying that. I'm going to get you. Let me get you a Miller Lite while you're enjoying that.
No, I got to work tonight.
Oh, you got to work tonight?
Oh, too bad. You're going to be drinking a little bit anyway.
Well, just a shot.
Little,
just a shot or two.
Exactly. What did he say no to? He's got to work tonight?
He's got to work tonight.
Tonight? What are you power washing tonight? Okay. Incidentally, for all you power washers out
that's
there,
right.
do not power wash when you're drunk.
No, that's how you
it
lose a
work.
Toe.
That's perfect. Joe, if we can get closer to the microphone, that would be
He's
wonderful. All right?
Power wash Tara.
Hey, now.
Nice. Hey, now.
Oh, wow. Tara has a rocket body.
Lovely. Long blonde hair.
Power wash me. I'm
yes.
clean.
This is wonderful. Yes, I don't think he needs to power wash you. Wow. I like the studio for this activity,
it's
too.
It's nice, isn't it?
The lap dance continues.
Now, Tara has gone into the push-up position.
Has she
yes.
dropped something?
And she is doing the rocking back and forth. Lovely.
She was looking on the floor without leaving Joe's lap.
It's incredible.
Figure
Terrific
it out
Terrific matching lingerie, too.
Yes.
For my money, that really rocks. Beth Ann has brought the cake. We don't need cake right now. Take the cake away.
Beth Ann, you take
there
the cake.
She goes, takes the cake in. I love this dynamic. I really do.
Joe's getting a great
All
show.
Right, now I will say that Tara has gone into the reverse handstand position. We are now doing what appears to be, this is really similar to what I did with my personal trainer.
God, I hope not.
On the ball yesterday. I was not on top of him. I'm talking about the pelvic thrust,
Oh, okay.
Rob.
I just want to know which one you were.
It's not exactly how it worked. All right, so now, Joe is doing Tara a favor with her brassiere.
Helping with the latch.
Joe is doing, we thought you could do the one-handed number.
I need three.
Yes, sirree. And now the clasp has been undone. And now, off
comes the bra.
Now I am seeing the back of Tara right now. Oh, my goodness.
You should see the front.
Hey, Tara, are they...
not a bad view.
Are they real or store-bought? Oh, they're real.
She said
they're
real. And
oh, they're... No, I can tell. Right? Indeed. Are they real?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. They are spectacular.
They really are.
Oh, wow.
And it's a little chilly in the studio.
Wow.
Regret to inform you that
I
yes.
I swear to... Oh, that's like I almost drooled.
Don't slobber.
So embarrassing. That is really... Joe.
Happy birthday,
is
Joe.
Is this a birthday or what? Hi. How are you? Do you love your work?
I absolutely do.
Oh, my God.
It's the best job.
We are two for two.
She seems to enjoy it.
Really
What's
doing
not to like?
Fantastic
like
job.
Joe seems to enjoy it.
44 years young, our own Joe Ardinger. Joe's birthday bash. Yes, the intern can come in here. Son, might as well enjoy the fringe benefits of radio.
He's taking
Chris,
pictures.
Isn't it?
Is this Chris, our new intern?
Is it Chris?
Right.
Yeah.
Chris, what do you think? Do you enjoy this? Is our job. You enjoying yourself? Very sweet girl.
That's a good answer.
I believe Chris picked her up at the to a sister with a ride
what
today.
Excuse me?
Where? I self-edited. Forgive me.
I believe that Chris Bidaba,
I say boy.
Wow. I am really, I have to say something about Tara. I am fascinated by that palm tree tattoo.
That's a beautiful tattoo.
It's
very
really,
detailed.
I tell you, it just makes me want to go to Florida right now. It truly does. But my eyes don't stay on it very long.
No.
Now, Tara, what did you bring in your bag of goodies for Mr. Arjo? Am I interrupting the flow of the act?
No,
I don't want to do that.
All right. Wow. I'm going to need to move that chair a little bit out of the way.
All right. Now, where do you want him to be?
I want him...
The Elvis music.
On the floor.
All right. We can get that poster out of the way. Yeah, see, that's because we all have headphones in here right now. Sorry about that.
Look, another intern has showed up.
Oh, fantastic. That's all right, Drew. Come on in, Drew. You can enjoy it, too. Yeah, I know. It's very difficult. It requires theater of the mind, but you're doing a fantastic job. Because you know what? You're enthusiastic about your line of work. Yes, what can I do for you?
The strawberries and whipped cream.
Strawberries and whipped cream. Are they
Drew,
here?
Drew, go fetch strawberries and whipped cream.
Oh, Drew, we need the strawberries and whipped cream, please.
And the candles.
And the candles.
Because you're supposed to sing happy birthday. That's my job.
Okay, that's your job. Very good.
We didn't do it very well, if that helps.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys are going to do it very unwell again.
Very unwell. Very unwell. So now
we're...
All right, do you want to sit down while you're waiting, or do you enjoy that squatting position?
I mean, you guys can watch me for a minute.
Oh, my goodness. Now she's posing. Isn't that nice? My
God.
She sells the rest of herself short, by the way.
Wow, fabulous job. And do you work out on a regular basis? Look at your body. My God.
I don't, actually.
There you go.
Drew,
I do
we're doing a radio show. A little faster speed. Come on. Get your ass over here.
We have naked women in here. I don't know what we need to do to make them run.
And in one hand, there's usually a Dorito. And the other hand, there's a cookie. And, they take turns going back and forth to my mouth.
Wow.
Doritos and cookies.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. This
what else could you put in your hand?
Rob Speedway. Let's get the strawberries out. There are your strawberries. They look like they're in good shape.
Strawberries.
The strawberries.
Get the candles.
Candles are here.
Candles are here. We have the candles here. Oh boy, we're really running late, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
I don't want to rush her.
No, we shouldn't.
No.
I don't want to rush my lady. All right, here are your candles. Do you need matches too?
There's a lighter right over by Buzz's hand.
How many candles do you want, Tara?
I mean, I really don't think I can find 44.
No, 44 would be impossible.
Candles?
Yes, that's true. She's a comedian as well. All right.
Just unethical.
Do you want the panties?
What happened?
The panties just mysteriously came off.
Fell to the floor.
All right. Hey, interns, you can come in here. What's the point of having male interns?
I think they left the office to go make out.
All right. Now, Tara is going to apply the whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And you guys can take a picture of this.
Shake it up really good, Tara, so you make sure. You want me to shake that up for you?
We are taking pictures. I don't know what we're going to do with them. But.
Again, they're going to keep them.
Oh, shaking it up here, boss. Well, I'm
That's
shaking
fantastic.
It. Hey, we call this Saturday morning. shaking it up here, boss. Do you think it's shaking up enough, Tara?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. I can feel the cold. All right. Where do you want Joe to put that?
I want Joe's not putting that anywhere.
Oh, okay. Very just checking.
I want Joe to stand right next in front of you.
All right, Joe, stand in front of me. All right. I don't like this angle.
You get to see Joe now.
I'm too close to, you know.
he's all worked up.
This is Arninger. All right. Now she is down on the ground in the studio.
She's having a rest.
Oh, I love my vantage point. I swear to God.
It just got better, didn't
50
it?
50-yard line for yours truly.
She's right applying now. The whipped cream.
Buzz, how's that angle where you are over there?
I'm trying to improve it even as we speak. There we go.
I do like that little red chair they have in here. Okay. Now, what do you want him to do now, Tara?
Oh,
it's a little arrow.
She's painted an arrow.
It's pointing to Daisy Town, as a matter of fact.
Right.
All right. And now she's got whipped cream in three very significant places. She's putting the candle in the whipped cream located above each.
Strategically located.
This is better than the new Indiana
Chris,
Jones
how are you
movie.
Enjoying this, boys? Nice and loud so we can hear you on the microphone. How about, sir, yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir. Very good. Thank you.
They'll learn.
All right. Are you ready?
He's ready.
I think we are.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Hold on. What do you want
him
to do? Everybody stopped at once. Happy birthday, dear Joe. Happy birthday to you. Blow him out. Wonderful.
Very
and
nice.
A little
Joe.
Of the hot wax
right now,
has dripped.
Oh, watch out for the poster. Let me get that out of your way.
Joe is now removing the whipped cream.
It was applied,
Make
and thus
sure
it must be removed.
Clean your plate and no detours.
Yes.
No detours.
Clean your plate. Oh. Did your mother teach you to clean your plate?
Oh, I like this. Oh,
yeah.
I do.
I don't like
music maestro.
Sure he did, like
he didn't get it all.
Wow.
Hey, no detours.
Oh, wow.
Joe seems to be enjoying himself thoroughly here. Good job.
Okay. Wait.
Wait. What else do we have? Oh, you're all messy, Tara.
I know. I like
You know.
You know.
All right, what else, what do we have next?
You know.
She looks at me like a daddy perverino right over here. Hey, I'm Larry the Letch. You know,
I'm
Letcher.
I'm going to go up, and I'm going to put this strawberry somewhere, okay?
All right.
You're going to grab it in one bite.
Hey, Joe, lean to the
and
right a little bit, all right, for Uncle Mike,
okay?
please.
Oh, my.
She's now balancing a strawberry.
Oh, yeah.
Don't drop it.
For
right,
Joe's
there
removal.
He goes. Joe's going to grab. Let's hear it, Joe. Oh, yeah, baby.
Good job. Oh, skillfully done.
Very as nice. Much fun as we're having, we do have to break. And Tara, give Tara a round of applause.
Feel free to stay as long as you like.
Tara, you can finish the show while we go to commercial break. And Tara comes to us from Amazing Entertainment. All your adult needs, serving Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. 703-960-7100 or 301-843-9911. Online at AmazingEntertainment.com. Another round of applause for Tara. Good job. Happy birthday, Joe Arninger. And we will be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.